إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الكهف بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا. صدق الله، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I will inshallah be starting a series of sermons, khutab, on a very important subject hardly talked about and very much ignored. Satan, the devil, know your enemy. Now that we have exited from Ramadan, where the Prophet had instructed us very clearly, in the month of Ramadan, the shayateen will be chained. The fact of the matter is, it was we who chained the shayateen. Because during that great month, we frequented the masajid more often. We attended the masajid during times of Fajr and Isha. We stood shoulder to shoulder in the tens and hundreds in Taraweeh. We recited Quran. We drew nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. And the shayateen were chained. They had no chance to attack us because we had willingly committed ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that Ramadan is gone, the sad story is the masajid became empty. The books, the holy books, the Qur'ans, took retreat on our shelves. We stopped paying charity and we freed the shayateen just so that they lead us once again astray and away from the path that would lead to the ultimate pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to share with you these few lines, a lyric that is usually sung by pop musicians by way to understand the nature of our arch enemy, Iblis, Shaitan, la'natullahi alayh. Please allow me to introduce myself. I am a man of wealth and taste. I have been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. I think that says it all. The title of this lyric is Sympathy for the Devil. And it appears that we Muslims after Ramadan have become the greatest sympathizers for the shayateen, for the devil. I started out by an ayah from Surah Al-Kahf, a very important ayah that happened to be located almost right in the middle of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "And when we said to the angels, prostrate, bow before Adam, and so they prostrated, all except Iblis. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ." He was one of the jinn. He rebelled against the command of his Lord. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي. Will you then take him and his offspring as protectors instead of me? وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ. When they are an enemy to you. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. How evil such a substitute for the evil doers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the believers that Satan, Iblis, is our arch enemy. So be warned. He wants to take you to hell. He wants you to join him in Jahannam. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Verily, Satan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He only invites his adherents, those who follow him, those who befriend him, those who listen to him, that they may become companions of the blazing fire. So he wants you to join him in Jahannam. Unless we treat Satan and his progeny as enemies, we will continue to be in a state of misery, distress, and grief. We will continue to be under his thumb. We will continue to be misled. And we may very well find ourselves in his company in the blazing fire of hell. My dear brothers and sisters, the struggle between the forces of good and the forces of evil dates back to the times of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and this struggle will continue. Evil is a continuous process which never ends. It is safe to say that over time, evil has reigned supreme most of the time, whereas the triumph of good has been sporadic and short-lived. When the evil forces are defeated and subdued, they never acknowledge a total defeat. Rather, they lay low for a while, waiting for an opportunity to strike back. A great example is Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. You defeated them during the month of Ramadan. They laid low and waited for you until Ramadan is over. Now they're ready to attack you. That's how they are. They often go underground, regroup, re-strategize, come up with other plans, and they will never abandon their struggle. Iblis is determined to defeat man and had vowed to God to lead them astray and make them ungrateful to Him. The Prophet ﷺ brought about a total and unprecedented revolution in the history of mankind. He established total justice at all levels, the individual and collective, the private and the public, the forces of good, Hezbollah, the party of God, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, that is, were supremely successful over the forces of evil, Hizb al-Shaytan, as described in the Quran, Iblis and his companions, from both jinn and also people. But truth triumphed over falsehood, and in the words of the Quran, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. And declare, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, truth has now come and falsehood perished, for falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. It was a big blow to Satan, to Iblis. Unfortunately, that victory was short-lived. Soon after the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muslims slowly drifted from the pure prophetic tradition to new ways of living and innovations. Although Muslims have not worshipped physical idols, Satan helped them create imaginary idols, whether it's their passions or materialism. And today we find that Satan is part of every household and community. He is a financial advisor. He's a family counselor. He's a psychologist. He's a psychiatrist. He gives a lot of awards each year. Singers, actors and actresses, business people, etc., adore him, love him, and will die for him. He has many PhDs. His biggest PhD is in deception, and he wears many hats. He seems to be quite successful. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Verily, Satan to you is an enemy, so treat him as an enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Indeed, he only invites his adherents that they may become companions of the blazing fire. Unless we treat Satan and his progeny as enemies, we will continue to be in this state of misery. To safeguard ourselves from Satan, we must know our enemy. One of the great military experts of ancient China once said, "Know your enemy and know yourself, and you can fight 1,000 battles without disaster." This principle is widely used by all military leaders in the world. To emerge victorious, we must know our enemy. In order for us to defeat evil, Satan and his progeny, we must know their tactics and plans. The first thing we need to acknowledge is that Satan, Iblis, is our arch enemy, and that he will continue to be our arch enemy until the end of time. Which means, never for a moment think about making treaties with him, nor any reconciliation, nor to ever befriend him. And back to the lyrics, please allow me to introduce myself. He's introducing himself. He introduces himself every day. Just go drive down I-75, right by 6 Mile Road. There's a big billboard that says 6 Mile to 7th Heaven. It's about a casino. It's only 6 miles away. You go everywhere, you find him introducing himself without compelling anyone to follow him. He stated, he says, I am a man of wealth and taste. People love him. And he says, I've been around for a long, long year. He admits he's been there from day one. And he will be there until the day of judgment. Stole many a man's soul and faith. Indeed true. He misled many a people. Took them away from the straight path. And led them to Jahannam. He's speaking the truth. Pleased to meet you. He's so happy to meet you. He's so happy to take you away from the path that will lead you to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope you guessed my name. He's playing a guessing game with you. Do you know who he is? He's asking you, do you know who I am? But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. This is the puzzle. We may never understand the nature of his game, but we do. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly for Muslims, to have guided them as to who Iblis is, what he's up to, what he wants to do, and he gave us guidance to safeguard ourselves from our great arch enemy, Iblis, and his progeny. Until we pay attention to those guidelines that we have in the Quran, we will remain in a state of denial. No, shaitan has nothing to do. No, I am a great pious man. We may think so, he may lead us to believe so. But unless we return back to the Quran and understand who he is, what's his nature, what he wants, and combat him, it's a war. You declare war against him as he had declared war against Adam and his progeny. Unless we do that, I am afraid, wallahu ta'ala a'lam, we may be his companions in hell. Satan, please understand, will never compel anyone to follow him. He will entice people. He is like a magnet. He will attract them. He will tempt them. He will persuade them. He is charismatic and charming. And people often are deceived. We will start by learning about the person, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, call him by any name. He is known by many names. We will then study the story of Adam and Iblis, how it all started. The start of the struggle between good and evil. We will also learn about his tactics and plans and how to shield and preserve ourselves from such attacks. Let us begin with Iblis the person. Who is Iblis? There are many narrations. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam, he knows best about the accuracy of those narrations. But we do have one narration that suggests that Iblis originally was called Azazil. He was of the jinn. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn and gave him the earth to inhabit, they were true believers of God and they worshipped him. All of them worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And among those who were so devout and so obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Azazil. He was so pious that the angels requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he be raised to the first heaven. Allah accepted their request. He raised him to the first heaven. He continued to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the jinn on earth grew in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and became unbelievers. Allah had asked Azazil, after sending 800 prophets to them to guide them back to the straight path, and after they have killed all the prophets, Allah had asked Azazil to go down and fight all the unbelieving jinn. He fought them all and he triumphed. And the earth flourished again with believers. He was promoted at the request of the angels to the seventh heaven. And he was very, very, very pious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in his plans to create another race. So far, Allah had created two races, the angels and the jinn. When Allah informed the angels about the creation of man, he became jealous, lest someone from the progeny of Adam may take his place. That's the story of Adam and Iblis, which we shall, inshallah, talk about. We have another narration from Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, who is a tabi'i. Iblis worshipped above the seven heavens for more than 70,000 years until he was raised to the station of Ridwan, which is very high station. Ridwan being the guardian of paradise. Iblis was the guardian of paradise for 1,000 years. Once he read an inscription on the gates of paradise, and it read, "There is a servant among the most highly favored servants of the Almighty Lord, and for a long time he will be obedient and serve his Lord well. There will come a day, however, on which he will oppose his Lord and disobey, and he will be driven from his gates and be cursed." Iblis, who was then still called Azazil, read and wondered at this prediction. He asked that one of the closest servants to the Lord should grow disobedient to the Lord of the worlds and be driven from his holy nearness. "O Lord," he pleaded, "give me permission to curse that rebellious ones, whoever he may be." The Lord gave him permission, and Iblis showered curses upon that future sinner for 1,000 years, knowing not that it was to be himself. Again, Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, regarding the authenticity of these narrations, you find a lot of those in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. They are called Israiliyat, or stories from the children of Israel, the tradition of the Jews or the Hebrew tradition. We cannot confirm whether they are true or not true. However, we do have enough ayat in the Quran to explain to us who Iblis is and what he is up to. He is also called Shaitan, and Shaitan is a term used in the Quran. And sometimes it is used in the singular or in the plural sense, often interchangeably with Iblis. So whenever you read the word Shaitan, think of Iblis. who is considered to be a particular shaitan, actually the chief of all the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created three types of races: angels, jinn, and men, people. In this al-ayah al-mubarakah, we are told, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. So make no mistake that Iblis was from the jinn. فَسَجَدُوا. When Allah asked the angels to bow, honoring Adam, فَسَجَدُوا. All of them, all the angels, prostrated, bowed. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Except Iblis. And what is Iblis? Iblis really means the most frustrated one, the most miserable one. He was Azazil, then he was cast to hell, and he became Iblis. كان من الجن. He was of the jinn, no doubt. And we have this narration عن عائشة رضي الله عنها, where she said, on behalf of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, خلقت الملائكة من نور وخلق إبليس من مارج من نار وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels were created out of light, من نور. وخلق إبليس, and إبليس was created من مارج من نار, from fire. And Adam, on the other hand, وَخُلِقَ آدَمْ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ, from that which Allah had described to you in the Quran, which is مِنْ طِين, out of clay. We have another ayah where it explains directly, because there are some notions that Iblis, and maybe some Muslims believe that, that Iblis was an angel. You know, you have this Christian tradition, Lucifer, the fallen angel. He's not an angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, angels can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِقَوْلِهِ in Surah Al-Tahrim, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Regarding the angels, عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. The hellfire will be guarded by angels. And what's the quality of those angels? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. Never will they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And they will act on every command they are commanded by the Lord. So the fact that Iblis rebelled and did not prostrate or bowed before Adam, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in no way he can be of the angels. As a matter of fact, when he argued with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the superiority of his own nature, what did he say? When he was asked, why didn't you prostrate? He says, أنا خير من خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. I'm superior to him. You created me out of fire, and you created him out of clay. He may be making a good logical statement here. And indeed, fire is more superior than clay. But it's not about logic. It's not about common sense. It's about responding to the command of your Lord. When he said, bow before Adam, you should have bowed before Adam. So we know that he was of the jinn, and the jinn were made out of fire. There are qualities with the jinn that are not found in man. For example, speed. They can travel very fast, very quickly, in no time. And the other quality is that they are able to penetrate barriers where men cannot. They are similar to us in the sense that they procreate, they marry, they are of unseen realities. We can't see them, but they are very much like us, where they marry, procreate, have children, Some of them are good and righteous, while others are rebellious. We have, for example, in Surah Al-Jinn, we have an entire surah that talks about the jinn. Surah Al-Jinn, surah number 72. وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ From among us, the jinn, you will find the righteous ones. And also, دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ The unrighteous, the ungrateful ones. وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ You will find from among us, some are Muslims who have submitted their will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ And those who strayed away from the path. الَّذِينَ عَدَلُوا عَنْ الصِّرَاطِ So you find them very much similar to us. And both men and jinn, unlike angels, have the free will. We choose our destiny. So these are few preliminary points regarding Iblis and his progeny. And inshallah, this discussion will continue. I believe it is very important for us believers, if we truly want to achieve success and salvation in the hereafter, to know our enemy. Satan, the devil, is our enemy. And we must know our enemy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to understand our enemy, know his nature, and we ask him to protect us from Satan and his progeny. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد إن شاء الله next we will study the story of Adam and Iblis. It's a good place to start now that we have been introduced as to who Iblis is. And I say is, not was, because he is living, he is well, and he will continue to live until the day of judgment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him respite when he pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he cast him to hell. He says, give me respite. فَانْظُرْنِي قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ He says, there you go. You have respite. So he is around. He's well. He's always busy planning and plotting how to take with him men, people, as a way to take revenge from Adam, whom he thought either Adam or one of his progeny will take his place in terms of piety and righteousness. So we will begin with the story of Adam and Iblis. And I humbly request all of you, it's a good way to revisit after Ramadan the Quran and read, starting with this. As a matter of fact, the first story narrated in the Quran is the story of Adam and Iblis in Surah Al-Baqarah. After Allah talks about the three types of individuals, the believers, the disbelievers, and the munafiqeen, he starts the Quran with a very profound story. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ And when I announced to the angels that I am going to create a khalifa on earth. That's the beginning of the story. Now this story appears, and this is your assignment. Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, you will take up this assignment. The story of Adam and Iblis appears in seven places in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Isra, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Taha, and Surah Sad. I advise you to search all these seven places and read them, because in every story you will find something that is not mentioned in the previous story. Now put all of them together, then you will have the whole entire story of Adam and Iblis. And inshallah we'll go over it, and this will be the beginning of our journey knowing our enemy Iblis. La'natullahi alayh. Na'udhu bika rabbana min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We seek refuge in you, our Lord, from Satan the accursed. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda, warhamna bi rahmatika al-wasi'a ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa aqim as-salah, yarhamuni wa arhamukum Allah.